Well, hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, your host, known as the Private Money Authority. And if this is your first time tuning in to our podcast show, either on iTunes or YouTube or Roku or Amazon Prime or any of the different formats that we have, I want to welcome you, particularly if this is your first time. On the show, we typically talk about all things related to real estate investing, single family houses, apartments, land, self storage, etc. And as you may have heard, I'm known as the Private Money Authority because since 2003, we've been investing in single family houses in Eastern North Carolina. We've done over 400 rehabs. But back in 2009, we got cut off from the banks with no notice, had to find a different way to fund our deals. And so I was introduced to this wonderful world of private money, which has allowed me to never miss out on a deal because I didn't have the money. So if you are remotely interested in learning about how to get more funding for your deals, it's got nothing to do with your hard money lender or your mortgage company or your banker, then get right on over to, after the show, to www.jayconner.com/money podcast. That's jayconner.com/money podcast. Well, if you've been tuning into the show, you know that typically, as I said, we talk about topics related to real estate investing. And again, if you have tuned into the show for any number of times, you know I talk a lot about having a servant's heart. And whether you're in real estate investing or any profession, and as it relates to personal relationships and all facets of your life, having a servant's heart is what will get you to where you want to be. And it helps make your life a lot happier on the way there. Well, with that in mind, I've got a very, very special guest today whose name is Todd Domaries. And Todd has got a very, very unique story. Todd was in the military for a number of years. He was raised in Michigan. And when Todd was at the age of 23 years old, he joined the Army as an infantryman. And while there, he spent 15 years in the Army, and he was all over the place. He was at the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He was over in Hawaii. He was in Fort Hood, Texas. But then his journey in the Army took a turn with some very, very interesting experiences. He found himself in the Army over in Afghanistan, also in Iraq. And of course, during the timing of this show and podcast, we've got some very, very interesting scenarios taking place over there in the Middle East. So he was going along, and this goes back to 2004. Todd was in his vehicle and he was hit by two explosive devices simultaneously. His gunner that was in the car with him was killed instantly. Driver had his arm torn apart by shrapnel. Todd himself had large metal fragments go through his helmet, which took him to unconsciousness. And even after the episode, he had shrapnel that was lodged in his skull, and he had to have that surgically removed. So what an experience that Todd has had in the Army while serving our country. So due to the physical and the psychological injuries that Todd sustained while in Iraq, became 100% disabled, and he's medically retired as a staff sergeant. So Todd knows all about severe post-traumatic stress, severe migraine headaches, residual effects, and et cetera. And because of his service, Todd has received, and I counted his medals, I mean, they're countless medals, but among those, he received the Purple Heart Medal, the Army Commendation Medal, the Army Achievement Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, and more others that we don't have time to cover. But with that, I want to first start out by saying thank you to Todd and his service to our country. And the reason Todd is here today is to talk about this wonderful organization that has helped him and his family get from the story I just told you to where he is today. And that organization is called the Intrepid Fallen Heroes. So, Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and quite the story you've got, Todd. And again, thank you so much for your service. So let's go back to what happened, and let's hear your story in your own words.
Oh, kind of like you said, it, you know, just going down the road in an Up Armor Humvee, you know, vehicle was hit with two IEDs simultaneously, killed my gunner, took out me and my driver. From there, you know, we were taken back to the base, you know, got some basic first aid and then flown out of there to get more help. Once we made it back to the States, made it back here for a while, you know, made a, you know, and I would say full recovery. It took a very long time for my recovery, but then it wasn't until, that was 2004, and then it wasn't until 2013 where I was introduced to NICO. Somebody said that I'd be an excellent candidate for it. Back in 2004, there wasn't a lot known about brain injuries back then. And since then, they had been starting up the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. The center is called the Intrepid Spirits, and the NICO, the National Intrepid Center of Excellence. And I was referred to go there. And I went there for a whole month, full 30 days evaluation and treatment, which basically covered about, I want to say about 2.5 years worth of treatment for me, which is, you know, phenomenal.
Wow, 2.5 years.
Correct, yep. All in a 4-week time period, if you can believe that, because there's so much crammed in there, but they cover you from head to toe, inside and outside. So they understand every last little bit that's going on with you and where you've been, where you came from. So from there, for me, not knowing, you know, they, like I said, they didn't know a lot about the TBIs, the traumatic brain injuries. So I had my very first MRI, what, like 9 years later, almost 9 years later. And it's with the, you know, state-of-the-art equipment. And so I'm getting, you know, the best of the best healthcare from this place. And this is for all service members too, not just for MRIs, but all the medical care that they receive there. Going forward, I pushed through there. And then once I finished my treatment there, you know, I was able to move on with my life. And like I said, maybe not this for myself, you know, not 100%, but pretty darn close. I would say about 90%, you know, I can live a, you know, a healthy, a better life than what I was living, you know, all those years of, you know, torment after my injury in Iraq. And then I was, after going to the National Intrepid Center of Excellence, the so-called, let's say, mothership that's in Bethesda, Maryland, I got a phone call one day saying, hey, we'd like you to help spread the word for us. And I said, anything I can do to help. And so anytime I get a chance to talk to the public, talk to people like yourself, that I can help get this word out about what the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund does, I'm all for it. I'm proud to be here. I'm very ecstatic to be here.
Well, that's